Hi, good evening. My name is Marcos from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. May I please have your zip code, or is it 136?
Is this a presidential poll?
It's regarding your opinion research. It's regarding local issues and national issues as well.
Okay. 10036.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York?
Yes.
Okay. What is your year of birth? Is it 1964?
64.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race? White, Black, African American, American Indian?
White.
Okay. Sir, what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have in college? Would that be some 4-year college?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and would that be, sir, did you get the associate, you got the bachelor's degree, correct?
Correct, that's right.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden? Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for presidents, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote?
100%.
Definitely. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you are extremely 100%?
Uh-huh.
And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate it from a amount of power from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. How much power do you think your vote has?
Not much.
From 0 to 10?
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
From 0 to 10?
What's 0 or 10 to 20?
On a scale from 0 to 10, how much power do you think your vote?
2. I see 2.
2. Okay. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statements. The statement reads, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree,
strongly agree?
And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. I'm going to start with the election for Congress, the House of Representatives, or the Senate. Does it matter a lot to you? It matters a lot. Okay. And, sir, what about, protecting abortion rights?
Matters a lot.
What about protecting LGBTQ rights?
Matters a lot.
What about the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Matters a lot.
Okay. Sir, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say the election for Congress, the House of Representatives, or the Senate? Would you say you want to vote and probably will vote for the election for Congress? Nothing will stop you from voting?
No, I will vote, definitely.
So nothing will stop you. And what about for voting for protection, for protecting abortion rights? Are you going to vote for it or nothing?
Yes.
Nothing will stop you. And what about voting for protecting the LGBTQ rights? Will nothing stop you?
Nothing will stop me.
Okay. And what about the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? Okay. I know it's a long way off, sir, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else?
Kamala or you would not? I'll stop you, Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, okay. And if the election 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? For the Republican candidates or the Democratic candidate or a third party?
Democratic candidate. Democratic.
Okay. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated now that you know that there would be... Okay. And how much, if anything, have you read about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. Here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in the New York for November. It reads, it's called the adds certain protections to the state bills of rights. And it reads, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and...
I'm going to stop you. I will definitely vote for that.
Okay. Based on what you read on this statement, do you think this amendment would prevent discrimination based on age, prohibit housing discrimination, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, straighten voting rights protections, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen protection for New Yorkers like with disabilities, provide protections on the basis of gender, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, or put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution? Which of those you may choose? All that apply. Which of those?
Do you think what's the one with the children?
Remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions.
I don't know about that one. The other ones, I would say yes. Very motivated.
Okay, let me go ahead and I'll have that noted for you. It has been noted. Knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, will you definitely vote yes? Probably vote yes? Probably. Okay. And compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote for on a Prop 1, which is in an amendment that will protect abortion rights? Or is that somewhat or much less motivated now that you know that the Prop 1 will be on the ballot and that is about protecting rights? Are you much more motivated to vote on the amendments? Somewhat more motivated?